Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know that you and public health and city employees, our city administrators, county administrators, you do have weekly meetings in regards to the COVID-19 virus.
Yeah, and actually, Mike, I've got Sue Yost in here with me also, and you're absolutely right. Actually, we're pretty much having daily meetings. We have stood up our emergency operations center and command center, and you know, to deal with things as they come up. So,
and you know, a lot of folks are saying, well, why wasn't something prepared ahead of time? And you know, there is no template for something like this occurring. And you know, if it would occur maybe next year, we would at least have now a template of what we're doing, how we're doing it. But I guess there is no template of the right or the wrong way of doing things right now.
Yeah, you know, we do have a pandemic plan, but this one's a little bit different than normal. So you know, we're kind of following. Unfortunately, we can follow with what's going on in other parts of the country or other parts of the world that got it first, see, you know, best practices that they're doing and where they're at, where we're at compared to where they were at the same time when it, you know, when it affected them.
Freeborn County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall with us, along with Freeborn County Public Health Director Sue Yost. Sue, if you can hear me, as far as confirmation in Freeborn County, are we still on the negative side?
To date, we do not have a case in this county, and I will be notified when it does happen.
And again, reminding folks that, you know, keep your social distancing if you do have to, if you have that fever or if you have the cough or the shortness of breath, keep law enforcement and EMTs as well careful on that, because that could affect them as well. But the easiest thing is just to call the medical center. Don't have someone come pick you up, drive you up to the hospital. You need to call ahead of time.
Yeah, that's imperative. You know, call that nurse triage line and let them question you and figure out if you need to be tested or not.
A lot of the government center buildings are closed down. The law enforcement centers around the state are closing down, obviously bars and restaurants. And I guess, Rich and Sue, we can't stress enough that functions that involve lots of people, you really need to heed the warning and cancel or postpone those events.
Yeah, they're really recommending that if you do a large group, no more than larger than 50 in a venue. If you're in a small room, no more than 10 in a room. And so it's really important to try to keep that 6-foot distance. They've really found that is really what is needed, and it's scientific based. And so that's why they're basing it off of this.
And I know, Sue, we had talked once this had touched upon and putting everything in place. The main emphasis is trying to slow down the spread of the coronavirus so that it does not peak and it overloads our health system.
Exactly. And what happened in China was that it just peaked up so fast and everybody got sick so fast, and it just really peaked and then went, you know, completely fell down when it started to wane. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to not hit that peak. So by doing the social distancing, we're really trying to keep that curve down so that not as many people get sick, because we don't want to overwhelm our healthcare system. There's only so much healthcare we have. We can't build more buildings. We can't just come up with more respirators to handle the people that will need respirators when they get the disease bad enough. And so we're trying to spread it over a bunch of months instead of just a month or two by doing that. So that's why we're really, it feels like people are being told what to do, but it's really going to help to be able to spread this out and be able to handle it better.
And I've talked about this yesterday on the party line. You know, social media is going rampant. Please be careful. There's going to be scammers out there that say, yes, go and buy online this COVID-19 test. You can do it from your home. There's also the social media posting out there about your mortgage payments will not have to be paid. Most importantly, be careful especially on social media, there's so much rampant information out there. You really need to talk to the proper officials and get the proper information versus the rumor mills, because we're being blamed on the media side of blowing this out of proportion. We're trying to give you the information that we know coming from Freeborn County Public Health, Sue Yost, Freeborn County Emergency Management Director, Rich Hall, or any of the city and county administrations as well. We just want to remind folks to please, please be careful on social media.
Exactly, Mike. You know, there's a lot of rumors out there, and really what you need to do is look at the Minnesota Department of Health website, look at the CDC's website, go to Freeborn County Public Health web, our Facebook page. You'll get the latest information, and you'll get the most accurate information. Pay no attention to the rumors that are out there. Get the facts, you know, from those sources.
And when there is a case that's going to happen, we're not going to know for 24 to 48 hours. And so, you know, the rumors out there really are just need to really squelch. And we will do a press conference. We will do a news release when it does happen so that people will know about it. But we won't know any earlier than they will, really, very much. So.
And you made a good point, Sue, is that it's not a matter of when, it's a matter of when. We are saying our prayers to everybody, and I know there's a lot of anxiety built up. There's a lot of scare going on. All administrators, not only here in Freeborn County, but statewide, when it comes to buying habits, you don't have to go out and hoard the toilet paper, which is already at a crisis, and the bottled water. Just look for your necessities, and most important, if you don't have to go out, just stay home.
Yeah, you know, Mike, that's true. And if you look at China, you know, today where they're reopening, they're going back to business as usual, and we're going to get to that point, you know. And I think it's important for people to know that we will get through this, and we'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. We just really need to for 14 days. Keep that line down so that we don't overwhelm our healthcare industry.
And I know some folks have called in here to the radio station wondering about the tent that's down at the Health Reach building. Sue, can you comment on the tent and the trailer down at Health Reach?
Absolutely. So the tent down there is meant for doing some testing, but it is absolutely imperative not to go down there and just expect to get tested. You need to call the clinic. You need to ask for the COVID triage nurse. They will do a screening to determine if you qualify for a test. There's only so many tests, and we just don't have enough tests to be able to test everybody. So you need to qualify before you will be sent to that location to do your testing. So it does not do you any good to go down there.
And just stay away from the area. You don't have to see who's driving in through there.
Exactly.
Or who's being dropped off. Curiosity sometimes kills the cat, so just avoid that area. But I know we had calls in here wondering what's going on with the tent, if they're going to do the drive-through testing like they've done over in Rochester and out on the West Coast. But for right now, that is in place, and kudos to you, Sue, and to you, Rich. It's a fluent situation, and you guys are doing your best trying to keep us here at Kate Radio informed. And I appreciate the time this morning, letting our listeners know as well that you're not just sitting back waiting. You are being proactive.
Absolutely. We're really trying to work on this and trying to be proactive and do what we can to prepare ahead of time.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we've got our team in place, and we're making progress every day. And again, we will get there. We'll get through this.
Say a prayer. We'll get through it. It's just a matter of time, and we don't know the timeline yet. So it's a fluent situation. Freeborn County Public Health Director Sue Yost and Freeborn County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall, thank you so much for giving us a call and party line. And you folks be safe as well, and we'll be in touch.
Thank